This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Special Rapporteur for Myanmar on Tuesday issued a stern warning about the potential for an escalation of violence as protests continued following a military coup on February 1st. Myanmar was largely cut off from the world for a third night running after the generals who deposed and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st shut down the internet. Anti-coup protesters are expected to gather in major cities again on Wednesday. The UN envoy, Tom Andrews, sounded the alarm, saying he fears Wednesday has the potential for violence on a greater scale than before. Protests started soon after the military coup. Andrews said in a statement that with the protesters amassing the commercial capital Yangon, he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. He said in the past, quote, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. He went on to say he's terrified that Myanmar could be on the precipice of even greater human rights crimes. Andrew also said he had word that a secretive trial of Suu Kyi and deposed President Win Myint had begun this week. Suu Kyi's lawyer said that she and Win Myint were expected to appear via video conference during a March 1st hearing. Myanmar authorities filed a second charge Tuesday against the deposed leader of Suu Kyi, an apparent legal maneuver that could keep her detained indefinitely. Suu Kyi's lawyer said she is charged with violating the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Their attorney, the attorney for both Suu Kyi and Win Myint, told VOA's Burmese service that the charges against both are politically motivated. This is VOA News.